Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we worship and bless your name. King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise you. Mighty healer. Mighty Redeemer, Mighty Restorer, Mighty Deliverer, Mighty Warrior, Mighty God. We praise you, Lord, for there is none like you. We adore you, for you are so merciful. We adore you, for you are so kind. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we are grateful for all that you have done in our lives. We are grateful for all that you are doing right now. We are thankful for the things you are going to do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for making us to succeed and prosper in everything we do. Thank you for making us to move forward on every side. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your blessings that we get every time you have given us spiritual blessings and physical blessings. You have delivered us from the powers of darkness. You have delivered us from the traps of our enemies. You have delivered us from deadly attacks, deadly arrows, from the realms of darkness. Thank you for defending us in the battles of life. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace and strength you have given to us to do spiritual exercises, such as praying and fasting. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength to do your will at all times. Thank you for giving us the strength to obey you and to please you. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Lord, for giving us solutions to our problems. Solutions to our problems. Thank you, Father. We thank you for victories you have given to us that we don't even know about yet. Thank you for a glorious future you have set before us. Thank you for a greater height you are taking us into very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for empowering us to be become the person you want us to be. Thank you for empowering us to fulfill our destinies in the earth. And also, we thank you for your work of transformation that is going on inside of us, because you want us to become the persons you have created us to be. Thank you, Father. We are here this night, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray. Oh Lord, in our lives tonight, in Jesus' name, meet everyone here at the point of their need. In Jesus' name, give us blessings we haven't asked for. In Jesus' name. Lead us by your Holy Spirit throughout this prayer session. Have your way in our midst, O Lord, and let your name be praised forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you, Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel. We want to see you. We want to hear from you, Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel.
I want to see you.
I want to see you. I want to hear from you.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. All the sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of the universe. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. Jesus, you reign. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. In God's glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Most High, yes, you are the Lord, King of the universe. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you reign in my life. Oh, I'm so glad you came to save me. I'm so glad you came to save me. You came from heaven to earth.
yours away from the earth to the cross. My death you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You came from heaven.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the head to the cross. My death you take from the cross to the grave, oh, from the grave to the star. Lord, I lift your name on high.
God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. Jesus is a glorious God. Our God is a glorious God.
You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, oh Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, by your name and by your name, you establish authority, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Sing it. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much. Jesus, love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, my soul sings in your praises. Swearing on your wings, love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, and every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. He's a great God. He's a merciful God, full of compassion, full of grace, full of love, full of unfailing love. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Worship the Almighty God, the King of glory. He is full of glory. Praise him. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above the highest mountains, far above the highest realms, far above the highest thrones, far above principalities and powers, far above the rulers of darkness, far above the rulers of this world. Praise him for who he is. He reigns forever and ever. He is eternal, immortal. There is no death in him. He is everlasting life. There is no ending of his life. There is no ending of his throne, of his reign, of his kingdom. He is great and mighty. He does terrible things in righteousness. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives power to the powerless. Even the strength of the youth shall fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Worship him. He is our strength. He is our power. He is our light. He is our wisdom, our knowledge, our understanding. Praise him for who he is. He is above all, and no one is above him. He speaks, and his words come to pass. Irreversible things. Only him can do what no man can do. Only him is the solution to the world's problems. Only him is the answer to every question. Only him opens doors no man can shut. And only him closes doors no man can open. We bless your name, everlasting Father. We worship you, Ancient of Days. We worship you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship you, Rock of Israel, Rock of Ages, Rock of our salvation. We bless you, O Lord. You are so faithful. You are so true. There is no lie in you. There is no darkness in you. There is no shadow of turning with you. We praise you, Father. There is no failure in you. There is no mistake in you. We praise you, Father. You are perfect. And you are able to make imperfect creatures perfect. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Surely we cannot do without you. You are the air that we breathe. You are the breath of life in our lungs, in our blood. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Father, for your presence and power that is working in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence and power that is working in my life, that is operating in my life. Thank you for your presence and power that is alive in my life, that is real in my life. Thank you for your presence and power that is operating in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your power that is changing my life. Thank you for your power that is moving my life forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for shining your light in my life to expose the darkness. Say, thank you, Father, for shining your light in my life to expose every darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for shining your light in my life to expose every darkness hiding. Thank you for shining your light in my life to expose the works of darkness, to expose the hiding places of darkness, and to terminate the presence of darkness. Thank you, Father, for shining your light in my life. Thank you for shining your light in my spirit. Thank you for shining your light in my soul. Thank you for shining your light in my mind. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for doing impossible things in my life, to put my enemies to shame. Say, thank you, Father, for doing impossible things in my life to shame my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing impossible things in my life. Thank you for doing impossible things in my situations to put my enemies to shame. Thank you for doing impossible things in my life to show forth your glory, to show forth your praise, to show forth your greatness. Thank you, Father, for doing impossible things in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him pain. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your determination to fulfill your plans in my life. Despite a lot of enemies that are attacking the fulfillment of your plans, thank you for your determination to carry out your plans in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for your determination to carry out your plans in my life. Despite a lot of forces that are opposing it, thank you, Lord, for proposing in your heart to fulfill your plans in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your determination to carry out your own plans, your own desires in my life at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, in the greatness of your power, move mightily in my life and do something new that will change my story. Say, Father, with the greatness of your power, move mightily in my life. Do something new that will change the narrative of my life. Something new that will change the story of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. He said, move mightily, and do something new. Do something new. He said, do something new. Do something new that would change the face of my life. Something new that would change the appearance of my life. Something new that will change the story of my life. Something new that will change the narrative of my life. Something new that will give me a new beginning. Father, do something new. Something new that will show forth the greatness of your glory. Do something new in my life, in my home, in my family, in my marriage, in my career, in my calling, in my ministry. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Move mightily in my life. Do something new right now. in the name of Jesus. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Something that has never happened before. Do something new. That we drive everyone to praise your name. Do something new. That will provoke your praise. That will make everyone shout your praise. Do something new in my life. That will shock everyone. Something that will surprise everyone. Oh Lord, move mightily in my life. Thank you, Father. Change my story, oh Lord. Change my story, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, reign upon my life. Blessings that are beyond my expectations. Say, Father, reign upon my life. Blessings that are beyond my expectations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Reign upon my life. Rain upon my life. Rain upon my life. Blessings that are beyond my expectations right now. In the name of Jesus, spiritual blessings and physical blessings, rain them upon my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Blessings that are beyond my expectations. Blessings that are beyond my imaginations. Oh Lord, rain them upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Pour them out upon my life. Pour out upon my life blessings that are uncountable, blessings that are innumerable, blessings that are beyond my imaginations, beyond my expectations, blessings that are beyond my prayer point, blessings that are beyond my prayer request. Oh Lord, release them now upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Blessings, there are so many that I have no room big enough to contain. Oh Lord, release them now upon my life. Blessings that will fill up my life and overflow. Oh Lord, release them now upon my life. Blessings that will fill up my life and overflow. Lord, release them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I come to you with an humble heart. Reveal to me everything that I need to correct in my life. Reveal to me every attitude, every lifestyle that I need to correct in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I come before you with humbleness of heart. Correct me by your Holy Spirit. Correct me in those things I have done wrong. Correct me concerning the things I am doing wrong. In the name of Jesus. Correct me, O Lord. I open my heart before you. Correct me in those things that I do that you hate. In the name of Jesus. Things that I do that are injuring your answers to my prayers. Father, correct me so that I can stop doing them. Correct me so that I can turn away from them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a life-changing encounter as I seek you at this time. As I seek you in this season of fasting, Father, give me a life-changing encounter. A life-changing encounter with your glory, with your power, with your angels. Give me a life-changing encounter. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me a life-changing encounter as I spend time with you in this season of fasting. As I spend time in prayer, oh Lord, give me a life-changing encounter. Give me an encounter that will change my life forever. Give me an encounter with your power. An encounter with your glory. An encounter with heaven. An encounter with your throne. Give me an encounter with your angels. Give me an encounter that will change my life forever. Face to face encounter with your presence. Face to face encounter with your power. Give me face to face encounter with your personality. An encounter that will change my life forever. Father, give me such an encounter. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, sanctify my spirit to begin to receive divine dreams and prophetic dreams whenever I sleep the fire of the Holy Ghost, sanctify my spirit man to begin to receive divine dreams, victorious dreams, powerful dreams, whenever I sleep, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In heaven, fire of the Holy Ghost, sanctify my spirit, man. Sanctify my soul. Sanctify my mind. So that I will be able to get divine dreams whenever I sleep. So that I will stop receiving dreams from the realms of darkness. And start receiving dreams from heavenly realms. Fire of the Holy Ghost, sanctify my spirit and empower my spirit to begin to receive dreams and visions from the reign of God. In the name of Jesus, empower my spirit to stop receiving dreams from the realms of darkness. Empower my spirit to begin to receive dreams from the realms of God. Whenever I sleep, from this day onward, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, put an end to demonic dreams in my life. Put an end to attacks in the dreams in my life. Put an end to defeat in my dreams. From today, make me victorious in my dreams. Fire of the Holy Ghost, empower my spirit to always have victory in my dreams. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are dreams you're not supposed to forget. Many times, Satan makes you forget dreams that are very important to your life and destiny. And then you just wake up and you have the feeling that you dream, but you couldn't remember the dream. Yeah, as you woke up from your sleep, you have that feeling that you dreamt something, but you just can't remember. So usually Satan can steal your dreams from the realm of your mind. Don't forget that Satan rules in the mind, in the mind, your brain. Yeah. So if there is not enough fire in your spirit, Satan can steal dreams from your memory and you will not be able to remember. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every influence of darkness every presence and influence of darkness in my life that is making me to forget the dreams that God sent to me in my sleep. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power of darkness, every presence of darkness, every influence of darkness upon me that is making me to forget dreams that God sent to me to pass a message to me. Destroy them now, fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic influence in my mind, in my blood, that is making me to forget dreams that God extended to me, that God sent to me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic influence on my spirit, soul, and body that is making me to forget dreams and revelations that God sent to me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic influence, demonic power, demonic presence in my environment or in my life that is not allowing me to remember dreams and visions and revelations that God sent to me, Papa time, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft curse, witchcraft oppression that is disconnecting me from the dreams that God sent to me, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty power, break every curse of limitation and stagnation in my life and destiny. Say, Father, with your mighty power, break every curse of limitation and stagnation on my life, on my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every curse that has tied down my life to a point for years, Father, break them now into pieces. In the name of Jesus, every environmental curse, every territorial curse, every witchcraft curse, every ancestral curse that have tied down my life to a spot for years, Father, break them now into pieces with your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Every curse from my father's house, every curse from my mother's house, every curse, Father, break them now into pieces. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, every curse that came into my life through the family of my spouse, every curse that entered into my life from the bloodline of my spouse, every curse that entered into my life through a sexual relationship, Father, break them now into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Every curse that entered into my life through of visiting wrong touches, every curse that entered into my life through visiting wrong ministries, wrong touches, say, Father, break them now into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Every cause that entered into my life through ministration of false prophets, false pastors, false prophetess, Father, break them now into pieces. Every cause that have tied down my life to a spot for years, Father, break them now into pieces with your mighty power. In the name of Jesus. Every cause that is causing limitation and stagnation in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, Father, destroy the curse right now with your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, do your work in my life that will destroy all the works of darkness that have been done against me. Say, Father, do your works in my life that will terminate the works of darkness that have been done against me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, do your works in my life that will render all the works of darkness done against me useless. But I do your work in my life, that will render all the works of darkness done against me powerless. Do your works in my life, that will put an end to the evil works the enemy have done against my life. In the name of Jesus, do your works in my life, Lord Jesus. Do your work in my life, Holy Spirit. Do your work in my life, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You know, sometimes Christians ask questions like, why did God allow the enemy to do this great damage in my life? Why did God allow the enemy to cause this in my life, to do this in my life? And then we begin to focus so much on what the enemy have done and on what the enemy is doing. And then every time you pray, you keep saying this thing that the enemy have done. Let God destroy it. Sometimes God might not touch what the enemy is doing in your life. He might not even interfere with what the enemy is doing in your life. He might not directly interfere. He will just focus on his own works in your life. Everything the enemy has been doing against you will just automatically disappear, or will just become useless and impotent and powerless. So there are different ways through which God can deal with your enemies and with what they are doing against you. So you're going to pray. All you need is that God do his own work in your life. So once God is done, the enemy will have no place anymore to operate in your life. And whatever they have done, it will just be automatically undone by the time God is through. So you're going to pray that prayer once again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, do your works in my life and complete them. Say, Father, do your works in my life and complete them, so that the works of darkness will find no place in my life anymore. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, do your work in my life and complete them. Complete them. Do your works in my spirit and complete them. Do your works in my soul and complete them. Do your works in my spirit and complete them, so that the works of my enemies will find no place in my life anymore. So that the works of darkness will become useless in my life and powerless in my life. Oh Lord, do your works in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. I want you to know that the same thing devil can control, Jesus also controls them. The same thing Satan and his agent controls, God also controls the same. In fact, and he's aging. God controls everything. So he knows what to do in your life. Say, Father, do your work in my life and complete it. Do your work in my life. Do your work in my calling, in my destiny, and complete it. Just so that the works of darkness will find no place in me anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Many times, we are the ones that is not allowing God do his work in us. We are the ones that are not allowing God do his work and finish his work in us. And because of that, the enemy now have a legal ground to do whatever he wants in our lives. Yeah, because once God is done with you, no darkness can come near you. In fact, as they come near, they will see something and they will run. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not allow me to hinder your work in my life. Father, do not allow me to stop what you are doing in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This is a very powerful prayer. It's a very important prayer point. Say, Father, do not allow me to stop what you are doing in my life. The things you are doing in my life to change my life. Father, do not allow me to stop it. Do not allow me to stop it. Even when I want to stop it, do not allow me to stop it. Even when I want to stop it with my actions and lifestyle, and attitudes and character, Father, do not allow me to stop it. In the name of Jesus, do your work in my life and let no one be able to stop you, including myself. In the name of Jesus, Father, do your work in my spirit. Do your work in my soul. Do your work in my body. Do your work in my life. Do your work in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. And let no one be able to stop you, including myself. Do not allow even myself to be able to stop you. In the name of Jesus. Have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray 7 more prayer points. As I said during the last prayer session, that this period of fasting is a time where you can really get a spiritual maturity very fast. Yeah, this time of fasting, fasting as a way of boosting your maturity in the spirit. Or your maturity in spiritual things. Yeah. So that is why you should not misuse this opportunity that you have right now. It's a great opportunity. Yeah. So you should take advantage of this time of fasting, to build yourself spiritually, to mature spiritually. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your grace into my life right now that is able to give me spiritual maturity with speed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, drop down upon me grace that is able to give me spiritual maturity very fast in the name of Jesus. Grace that will fast forward my spiritual growth. Father, drop that grace into my life right now. Drop that grace into my life. Drop that grace into my life. Release that grace upon my life right now. In the name of Jesus, grace that is able to speed up my spiritual maturity at this time. Oh Lord, release it now into my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray the prayer. Pray fervently. Pray passionately. Pray to the whole of your heart. Grace that is able to lift me up spiritually at this time. Father, drop it upon my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Drop it upon my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy, release into my life the things that Satan stole from me when I was insane. Say, Father, according to your mercy, release into my life the things, the treasures, the good things Satan stole from me when I was deep in pain and darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Every time you are in pain, you lose something. Satan steals something. Say, Father, according to your mercy, restore unto me right now the things Satan stole from me when I was deep in pain and darkness. In the name of Jesus, restore them now. Restore them now. Restore them now. In the name of Jesus. Restore them by your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Don't joke with these prayers we pray at this time. God is answering these prayers. God is answering our prayers. Pray with the whole of your heart. The Father, restore everything Satan stole from me, everything Satan stole from my destiny. When I was deep in sin and in darkness, Father, restore. God, and now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, release your warrior angels into the battles that I inherited from my parents, and let your angels finish the battles. Let your angels conquer the battles right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Almighty God, release your warrior angels into the battles I inherited from my parents. Release your warrior angels into those battles and let there be instant victory right now in the name of Jesus. Release your mighty angels. O Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels into the battles that I inherited from my mother, from my father. The battles I inherited from my mother's house and from my father's house. O Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels to finish the battles, to waste the battles, to conquer the battles, right now, in the name of Jesus. Release your warrior angels, right now. The same battles that was upon my parents, that is now upon my life. Upon my life as well. Father, release your angels into those battles right now. And let your angels conquer them all in the name of Jesus. Let there be angelic intervention right now. Father, give me angelic intervention that we put an end to the battles that was transferred into my life from my ancestors. Oh Lord, release your angels to put an end to those battles that was transferred into my life from my ancestors, from my parents. Father, do it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I hand over my mouth and tongue to you. Let every word that comes out of my mouth glorify God continually. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, I hand over my mouth and tongue to you. Let every word that will come out of this my mouth, God continually, in the name of Jesus. Let every utterance that will proceed out of my mouth glorify God continually in the name of Jesus. Have full control over my tongue. Holy Spirit, have full control over my tongue from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, this prayer is very, very timely to many of us here. And I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. You're going to say, Almighty God, let everything that must change in the affairs of the country I am right now, for my life to change, everything that must change in this country that I am right now, for my life to change. Father, let them begin to change right now. Everything that must change in the affairs of this country, in the government of this country, in the system of the country I am staying, for my own life, for my own personal life to change. Father, with your mighty hand, begin to change them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Even if you don't understand this prayer, just pray. When God do it, you will understand. The Almighty God, begin to change everything that must change in this system of this country that I am right now. In the affairs of this country that I am right now. So that my whole personal life would change. Father, begin to change them right now. Every event that must happen in this country, in this nation that I have, that will lead to a positive change in my own personal life. Father, let that event happen right now in the name of Jesus. Every event that must happen to this country that I am right now, in this state, in my country, in the cities, in my country, in the communities, in the towns, in the villages, every event that must happen in this country that I am, for a great change to happen to my own personal life, Father, begin to cause the event right now in the name of Jesus. Let the event begin to happen right now, right now. Starting from this hour, let the event begin to happen. Wherever the event has to happen, Father, let it happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life an anointing that will speed up my rising into greatness. Put upon my life an anointing that will speed up my rising to the top, my rising to the place of honor, to the place of celebration, to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Father, put upon me the anointing right now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray. The fact that it takes some people 10 years or 15 years to have some achievement doesn't mean it has to take you the same number of years. Your own pace can be different. In your own pace, it can happen faster than that. Say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will speed up my rising into greatness. Put upon me the anointing right now. Put upon me the anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. An anointing that will speed up my rising into fulfillment of destiny. An anointing that will speed up my rising into great riches and wealth. Father, put that anointing upon me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And the last prayer point before we round off. You are going to pray. I believe you know that your body, this your flesh and blood, is a great partner with the devil. And that is why this body, I mean your body, my body, cannot enter heaven. This flesh and blood cannot make heaven. It will die. It will perish with this head. Yeah, that's why they bury people in the ground. And then the body, you know, start to decay, and then the body becomes dust. So this body has no place in heaven. Yeah, because in fact this body cannot be born again. And that is why you're always being tempted by this same body. And you're always being controlled by the desires in your body to do what is contrary to the will of God. Yeah, so I believe you know that. So your body, your flesh and blood is a great partner with Satan. Yeah, so if Satan is going to bring down anybody, his greatest weapon is the body of that person. Yeah, the flesh of that person. Yeah, and even Apostle Paul said that he has learned to put his body under subjection so that after he had preached to others, he would not be cast away. Yeah, so don't let this body that has no eternal destination take away your eternal life from you. Don't allow your body, you want to look beautiful. You want to feel on top of the world. Don't allow your body that has no eternal destination. Because it's going to perish, your body is going to perish here on earth. Don't allow this body take away your eternity in heaven from you. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, plant your fire in me that is able to stop you the sinful desires of my body, of my flesh. Calm down my feet. Say, Father, plant a fire in me that is able to subdue the desires of my body under my feet. Open your mouth and pray like that. Your body can be very strong when it comes to controlling you to do what God hates. You need power in your spirit. You need fire in your spirit. The desires in your body, the emotions, the feelings in your body can be very strong to control you against the will of God. The Father, plant your fire in me that is able to subdue the desires of my body, the unclean desires, the sinful desires, the evil desires in my body, under my feet, the ungodly desires, unrighteous desires in my body. Lord, give me the fire that is able to subdue them under my feet. Give me your fire right now. In the name of Jesus, endue me with power, endue me with strength that is able to keep my body under subjection to the will of Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, endue me with power that is able to keep my body under subjection to your control, to your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this moment spent in your presence. Thank you for great things you are doing in our lives at this time. Thank you because our lives can no longer remain the same, because you shall transform our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord, for opening new doors for us. And thank you for shutting doors that doesn't belong to you in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because you have determined in your heart to lift us up to the height you have prepared for us, and you will do exactly that. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy upon your people right here, and let your will prevail in every life here with speed in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the manifestation of God's blessings, the physical manifestations of God's blessings, believe from this moment onward in Jesus' name. In every place Satan has kept you so that your life and calling and destiny will not be discovered by people that should discover you, I remove you from such place now in Jesus' name. I decree that your life shall shine for all men to see in Jesus' name. The glory of your life, the glory of your calling and destiny shall arise and shine for the whole world to see in Jesus' name. The plans of the Lord for your life shall begin to happen with speed in the name of Jesus. Everything that must happen to you in this year because of what God has planned for you, I decree that they shall happen in the name of Jesus. Everything that must shift, everything that must change for the plans of God to be fulfilled in your life, I command them to shift right now. And I command them to change right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not seek God in vain. You shall not fast and pray in vain in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall visit you. The Lord shall come to you. And the Lord shall save you, shall deliver you, and shall transform you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.